You're listening to the WCHE Morning Magazine on the talk of Chester County. WCHE 1520 AM and streaming worldwide at WCHE1520.com.
9-11 on the WCHE Morning Magazine. Doug Sterling and Bill Mason at 610-701 WCHE, 610-701-9243. And joining us in the studio, as he is wont to do from time to time, Vince Mellegrano with a guest, very special guest. Morning,
yeah,
Vince.
Absolutely. You know, when I come in for the morning show, I always bring a special guest, don't I?
Oh, and we love it. Huh? Absolutely.
Absolutely. Joining us is Paul Dolnick. He's with Computer Systems Resources in Westchester. This is their 30th anniversary. Paul, thank you so much for being here in the studio with us live. And one of the things that we've been plugging all week is an event that is happening on Thursday night, May 11th, at the Hilton Garden Inn. And this is a big presentation for you, but really it's for the audience. But first, talk a little bit about Computer Systems Resources. This is your 30th anniversary. How did you get into this business?
Well, I got to it about 11 years ago. The company started back in 87. And, technology evolves and it at a breakneck pace. And we've kept up with it and ahead of it. And we're about 120 customers strong. And it's just a wonderful thing. It's dynamic and exciting.
And I'm the kind of guy, I'm probably the least technical guy in this whole building.
Well, you just give us a call.
I would. That's what I do.
Well, okay. Paul, tell us what area of expertise that your company handles.
Well, we're a full service IT firm, so we serve businesses across a variety of industries, and we'll tune what we deliver to the needs of each customer. So, core competencies include help desk, design, build, and compliance from FINRA, SEC, HIPAA, just about anything that a company might need, from small to large. Our main market size is small to mid-market, and we'll help anybody.
Well, you talk about HIPAA. I know that my doctor's been going through a conversion for, it seems like, forever.
It is not a small process.
You know, I still see her frustration. I mean, how does a, like you say, a small to mid-sized medical practice deal with those things?
Well, you sit down and you begin. First, you analyze where they're at, what they've been doing, what are the immediacies, prioritize the objectives, and look at the budget, and then you set the plan and put it in motion.
What do you find to be the initial big deficiency? Is it lack of computer power, or they're still operating on little desktops or laptops, or is it connectivity? What is the deficiencies?
Well, in most cases, and this goes back to the core objective of our presentation coming up on Thursday, it's often security, and as HIPAA is indeed the nature of the compliance engine is to secure data. That's typically where we need to start.
Now it seems that, well, I won't say it seems, every day we hear stories about major hacking going on, and I guess most businesses are going to have not only their own financial information, but that of their customers. You know, when we hear, I've been a victim myself several times now with, gotten caught up in the hacks of Home Depot and Target and things like that. I mean, what can small to mid-sized businesses do? It seems like no matter what people do, these things still occur.
Well, absolutely. And the first thing that a small business can do is recognize that just because they're a small business doesn't mean that they're immune from this. You're absolutely correct. We hear about it every day, almost numbing, and we become desensitized to it. But we're always hearing about the big events, the big companies that are affected, and small to medium-sized businesses don't typically see themselves as a target. But with everything that's out there, every single business does indeed contain PII, personally identifiable information. So the first thing a company can do is raise their hand and say, okay, where am I at and what do I need to do?
Now, is the first thing most companies do, they'll call you after the fact, after they've already been breached?
Well, unfortunately, it does sometimes happen that way. If we don't pay attention to the imperative beforehand, we're certainly going to be there when it happens.
Well, should, you know, somebody who, you know, I pay most of my bills are hooked up to my debit card and they just automatically do that. I had my debit card breached and somebody, I have no idea who. I don't know if the bank has any idea who did it. You know, luckily I caught it before the bank caught it. So the damage was minimal and they've, you know, been refunding the money. But had I not been paying attention to my statement, I have no idea who or how. All I know is that they were starting to shop with my card.
Right, and that in large part is the case, that you're going to find out that something happened. They will likely never, ever catch the folks who did it. What it's about is what can you do to insulate yourself, you know, how do you minimize the damage?
Paul, you mentioned for this event Thursday night, data breach incidents in 2016 hit an all-time high.
Yeah, there's been it's about a 68% increase just in the last year in terms of the number of attacks, the nature of them, the volatility. It's not arresting. The first six, you know, what are we at now? We're in May. The first 4 months of 2017 have indeed shown same kind of percentage rate of increase as 2016.
Wow. So what could a small or medium-sized business, no matter what kind of business you're in, what could they do if they're not sure, you know, am I protected? You know, what are some of the things that they could do?
Call me.
Yeah. why don't you plug the phone number, email, your website, all that kind of stuff for the folks.
Computer Systems Resource can be reached at 610-430-3308. We're on the web at www.csri-qt.com. And we're one of those businesses that you might not see it that much every day, but you call in, you get a human.
Oh, now, that's great.
Now, do you have advice for individuals? Because obviously we're dealing with businesses. You know, on the one hand, you know, I want to embrace making my life quote-unquote easier and doing more and more things online, and then I'm also petrified about doing that and creating additional exposure. I mean, what is your recommendation to the average listener out there who's going to interact with all these different businesses?
For an individual, I would say have strong passwords. That's a capital, some lowercase, a special character, a number. Don't use the same password on every single site, because if they get a hold of one, they can identify the other places you are likely to have gone. As it applies to your credit cards, your payments, monitor your statements, and pay very close attention to the emails you get, because most of what we get in terms of a trigger as an individual, it comes through email. So pay attention to where they're coming from, who's sending it, and what those links are. Hover over them before you
click. I mean, if I don't recognize who it is, I just delete. I don't even open them.
So good advice for your listeners.
That's right. Now, talk a little bit about the event Thursday night. It's going to be at the Hilton Garden Inn in Eagle View in Axon. Starts at 5:30. Probably then you got a 6:30 to 6:50 introduction and content, 6:50 to 7:30. Buffet, dinner, networking. This entire event is no cost. Anybody wants to attend, and I understand that people are really signing up. We're going to have over 100 people easy at this event.
It's looking very strong. We're very, very pleased about it. The objective is networking. We've been working very strongly, and we're very excited to work with the Exton Region Chamber of Commerce, and the Hilton Garden Inn has been a wonderful participant, and we're excited to put everybody together. And the core objective is networking. It's about businesses getting together and maintaining regional connections and doing business locally, and we're just very excited to be able to participate.
And part of the presentation is going to be talking about the risks and costs of a company and that facing that,
that's where I come in. Yeah.
Right.
The presentation's brief. I won't bore everybody, and hopefully, I'm not there to scare everybody, just to raise awareness, but to make sure everybody realizes, how insecure we can be and we are in the cyber age.
Boy, yeah, geez. And we got to give a big shout out to Holly Gill. If you want to sign up for the event, it's going to be at the Hilton Garden Inn this coming Thursday night, May 11th, Eagleview Boulevard. Holly's phone number, 610-430-3308. If you'd like to sign up, make sure you you get in there, because it's going to be a terrific event. It's probably one of the highest, going to be one of the highest attended events of the year.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Paul, one other question. At what point do you recommend in a business's growth where they should have a full-time IT person on their payroll versus being able to have your company kind of oversee everything? Where do they get to a point where it's like, we've got to have somebody in-house, or, it doesn't matter how big we get, we can always depend on your firm?
I would say once a company gets over about 100, 150 people, but it is very individualistic. A lot has to do with how disparate the company is. Do they have branch offices? How much is in-house in terms of their IT assets? It's very unique and specific.
And I guess the type of business. Obviously, somebody like a bank, it's a whole different ballpark than
Indeed.
Somebody who has a small retail operation.
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
Well, we appreciate
your
time, and we'd like to use you as an occasional resource, if you don't mind, when things pop up
Not
in the
all.
News and that we hear and get clarification.
I'll be happy. Thank you.
That would be great. Paul Dolnick, come to the event, again, Thursday night, May 11th at the Hilton Garden Inn, Eagleview Boulevard in Exton. Starts at 5:30. Give us a call. Sign up.
All right.
Guys, thank you.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you.
It is 9:23. You're listening to the WCHE Morning Magazine.